In a world where smartphone users possess more information access than the US president did in the 1990s, we face an unprecedented challenge: capturing attention in an ocean of content. Americans now encounter up to 10,000 ads daily, 20 times more than in 1970. On social media, the numbers are staggering. 147,000 photos and 317,000 status updates hit Facebook every minute, while users watch 1 billion hours of YouTube content daily. This digital tsunami has shrunk our attention spans to mere seconds. Enter Brendan Kane, a digital strategist who gained 1 million followers in just 30 days and transformed companies like Mindvalley, helping them create viral campaigns reaching tens of millions. His approach isn't just theory, it's battlefield tested in the attention economy's front lines. His book, Hook Point, has become required reading for marketers and content creators, with celebrities and Fortune 500 companies implementing his strategies to break through the noise. The question isn't whether you need to master quick attention-grabbing techniques, but whether you can afford not to in our three-second world. A hook point is that magnetic element that instantly captures attention and compels engagement. It's exemplified by the legendary Timberland boots ad: "Your eyes are frozen, your skin is turned black, you're technically dead, let's talk boots." This dramatic opening immediately communicated value to outdoor enthusiasts without requiring them to read further, crucial in today's attention-scarce environment. Hook points differ from traditional marketing concepts. While sometimes aligning with a brand's unique selling proposition, USP, tagline, or mission statement, they often serve a different purpose. When Netflix launched, their hook point matched their USP, delivering DVDs to your door with no late fees. Later, they developed new hooks around original content and binge watching. Disney demonstrates this distinction perfectly. While their USP focuses on bringing families together, their hook points include immersive experiences like Star Wars Galaxy's Edge that drive billions in revenue. Nike provides another clear example. Their iconic Just Do It tagline and mission to bring inspiration and innovation to every athlete aren't their primary hook points. Instead, Nike invests $6 billion annually in athlete sponsorships as powerful attention magnets. Their controversial Vaporfly running shoes created another effective hook, generating desire through performance controversy without changing Nike's fundamental identity. Hook points can consist of text, insights, concepts, personalities, performances, products, or combinations thereof. They grab attention quickly, generate leads, create brand messaging, secure opportunities, and drive revenue growth. Unlike clickbait, effective hook points connect to authentic stories that provide genuine value while building trust. In our world of 60 billion daily messages, mastering this framework isn't optional. It's essential for survival. When developing hook points, focus on solving audience pain points or delivering sought-after outcomes. Rather than making vague claims like, "I'll help you grow on social media," create bold statements such as 0 to 1 million followers in 30 days that immediately grab attention. Even this book's subtitle, How to Stand Out in a 3-Second World, addresses the universal struggle to be noticed amid overwhelming competition. The documentary Free Solo won an Academy Award largely due to its powerful hook point, Alex Honnold climbing El Capitan without ropes. This dangerous feat triggers viewers' fight-or-flight response, putting them on edge throughout the film. While the same director's previous film, Meru, about climbing with ropes, was arguably better, Free Solo broke through to mainstream audiences because its hook point was stronger. Blake Mycoskie's one-for-one hook point for Tom's Shoes, donating a pair for every purchase, stemmed from seeing shoeless children in Argentina. This powerful concept helped Tom's grow rapidly, attracting a $313 million investment, valuing the company at $600 million. However, growth stalled when they focused more on design than mission, and competitors copied their hook point. Netflix's initial hook point was no late fees, addressing the frustration of Blockbuster customers. After CEO Reed Hastings was charged a $40 late fee for a lost Apollo 13 cassette, he conceived a subscription model similar to gym memberships. This hook point helped Netflix dominate the market, eliminate Blockbuster, and grow into a media giant with $15.8 billion in revenue and approximately 125 million customers by 2018. Tesla's Cybertruck stands out with its polarizing design that breaks a century of pickup truck tradition. Elon Musk knew he needed something radically different to impact an industry dominated by loyal truck owners. Beyond grabbing attention, the design offers superior utility at an affordable price, aligning with Tesla's vision of delivering the future today. The strategy worked, generating over 250,000 pre-orders immediately after announcement. Effective hook points often challenge conventional thinking by flipping common beliefs upside down. Digital strategist Naveen Gowda explains this gives audiences fresh perspectives on familiar topics, crucial in crowded markets where repeating the same information won't help you stand out. Gary Vaynerchuk masterfully subverts expectations, like telling someone seeking inspiration, "You're gonna die." While Yes Theory builds their brand on seeking discomfort with hooks like "Becoming Superman with the Iceman." With over 60 billion messages sent daily on digital platforms, hook points are essential tools for standing out. Visual storytelling is particularly vital. 59% of executives prefer video to text, and images in social media posts deliver 180% more engagement while increasing content retention up to 65%. When I worked with Katie Couric, we discovered that celebrity popularity had little correlation with content performance. What truly captured attention was how information was packaged and presented. We completely redesigned her interview approach for digital platforms, starting with potential hook points rather than questions. For each interview, we developed different hooks targeting core advocates who would share the content, triggering algorithms to give it more reach. Derek Muller of YouTube's Veritasium explains that YouTube's algorithms now favor compelling hook points over subscriptions. His most viral video, 32 plus million views, succeeded largely due to its hooky title. Why are there 96 million black balls on this reservoir? Going viral on YouTube depends on two metrics: watch time, ideally 7 to 8 minutes, and click-through rate, where hook points become crucial. As click-through rates approach 10 to 30%, views increase dramatically. The 3-second rule in social media means viewers decide within 3 seconds whether to continue watching or scroll past. Facebook officially uses 3 seconds as the metric to register video views, indicating viewers have shown intent rather than simply scrolling. Capturing attention within this brief window significantly increases your chances of higher view counts and longer view times, which signals algorithms to distribute your content more widely. Linear storytelling doesn't work for social videos because it fails to capture attention within the crucial first 3 seconds. Eric Brownstein of Shareability advises giving away the punchline or emotional reveal within the first 10 seconds to increase engagement and viral potential. This approach, combined with visual storytelling tactics like mobile optimization, close-up images, and proper lighting, helps capture attention quickly. Naveen Gowda transformed Baby First's social content from barely 1,000 likes per post to billions of monthly views by studying successful competitors like Tasty. His key discovery: the first 3 seconds should make a promise to viewers about what the content delivers and how it will be presented. You're essentially applying for a job, the viewer's time, and must quickly demonstrate your content will be clear and engaging. When creating social content, prioritize the emotional effect on viewers rather than logical analysis. Successful content triggers gut reactions like, "That was so smart," or "I can relate to that." Once you determine your desired emotional effect, ensure all elements—messaging, visuals, pacing, actors, music—support it. Before creating content, ask yourself what effect you want on viewers, then study successful creators in your vertical. Whether you're a recent college graduate or a billionaire, packaging your value proposition effectively is a universal challenge. In our three-second world, the ability to craft captivating, succinct stories that demonstrate your value is essential. I've developed multiple stories about my work and clients, strategically selecting which to tell based on prospect-specific needs discovered through careful questioning. While you should prepare stories that match your initial hook point for meetings, flexibility is crucial. Rather than delivering a preconceived pitch regardless of audience, I focus on listening first. During my meeting with Michael Wright, Amblin Entertainment's CEO, I spent the first several minutes understanding his goals and challenges. Learning that Amblin wanted Marvel-level brand recognition but feared their new website would attract minimal traffic, I shared how we'd driven 7 million people to Yahoo for Katie Couric's content. This targeted story addressing Wright's specific pain point immediately captured his interest. When telling stories, play to your authentic strengths. I'm not a comedian, I'm serious and analytical, so my stories reflect that. If you're naturally funny, incorporate humor without losing credibility. Your story should be concise, typically 2 to 6 minutes, leaving room for feedback and questions. Remember that different platforms demand different content lengths. Facebook and Instagram favor short-form content, while YouTube can support hour-long videos. The Process Communication Model, PCM, is a behavioral tool used by NASA, Bill Clinton, and Pixar to communicate effectively. It identifies 6 personality types: thinkers, persisters, harmonizers, imaginers, rebels, and promoters, each perceiving the world differently through their own vocabulary. Most people tell stories using only their own preferred vocabulary, missing 75% of potential audience. Effective storytellers incorporate all 6 vocabularies to hook everyone. Bill Clinton mastered PCM, using all 6 vocabularies and speeches to connect with virtually everyone. During a 1996 debate, when a woman asked about the economic crisis from an emotional perspective, George Bush responded with logic and values, missing the connection. Clinton, recognizing her communication style, responded that he felt her pain, connecting emotionally and winning trust. Environmentalists often fail as communicators because they speak primarily in values or logic, missing most personality types. Their passion leads them astray when they say things like, "If you eat fish, something's wrong with you because you don't care about the oceans." Instead of using words like should, ought, and need, which turn people off, environmentalists would benefit from crafting messages that hit all 6 PCM currencies. Unlike movies that feature promoters, charismatic risk-takers, TV commercials need broader appeal. King recommends advertisers play the numbers game by hitting emotions, 30%, logic, 25%, humor, 20%, and values, 10%. Dollar Shave Club's viral video, "Our Blades Are Fucking Great," exemplifies this approach, effectively using logic, emotion, and humor to reach the largest percentage of the population. Authenticity is the foundation for creating sticky hook points in our three-second world. Whitney Wolf built Bumble on an authentic mission to empower women in dating by requiring them to make the first move. Her genuine passion for changing social norms helped drive 52 million downloads and $335 million in revenue. As Simon Sinek explains in Start With Why, successful brands must clearly articulate their purpose, why they exist, beyond making money. Companies like Apple don't just sell computers, they challenge the status quo through beautifully designed, user-friendly products. Similarly, Nike entered European soccer markets not by focusing on equipment innovation, but by connecting to their core belief of dismantling the establishment. The For Dummies series succeeded by authentically challenging conventional educational materials with humor and accessibility. In each case, authentic purpose creates credibility that resonates with consumers. Understanding your why is crucial for developing authentic hook points. When brands aren't clear about their purpose, they risk offending audiences, as demonstrated by Gillette's controversial We Believe commercial addressing toxic masculinity. Despite the positive message, many consumers felt Gillette was opportunistically inserting itself into a conversation it had no permission to enter, as the brand had previously only focused on razor features, not social responsibility. The ad received 1.5 million dislikes versus 806,000 likes on YouTube. Contrast this with Nike's Colin Kaepernick campaign featuring "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." Nike succeeded because they understood their core audience, had established their values over years, and the message aligned with their brand identity. After release, Nike's stock reached an all-time high, with online sales growing 31% the following weekend. The lesson? Choose hook points that authentically support who you are. Strong hook points can generate more leads than you can handle, but beware of taking projects that aren't the right fit. I admit raising millions for companies that ultimately failed because my expertise wasn't in running day-to-day operations as CEO. While great hooks attract attention, your brand will collapse if you can't deliver. Elizabeth Holmes of Theranos and Billy McFarlane of Fyre Festival exemplify this danger. Both had compelling hook points but couldn't execute. Holmes became the world's youngest self-made billionaire with her vision of running multiple tests from a single drop of blood, but her product was fake. Similarly, Fyre Festival's marketing was brilliant, but the organizers couldn't deliver the luxury experience they promised. Authenticity establishes trust with your audience and drives success on digital platforms. Most people recognize advertising tricks, which is why brands struggle with social media engagement. Instead of focusing on themselves, brands should address viewer needs. Joe Rogan exemplifies this approach. His uncompromising quality standards keep audiences engaged for hours. Digital strategist Naveen Gowda emphasizes that establishing a powerful, trustworthy brand takes longer, but ultimately captures more viewer time. When you consistently create meaningful content, audiences stay engaged for the value it provides. Mark Cuban received life-changing advice from Larry Menno early in his career. Write the word "listen" at the top of his notepad before every meeting. To this day, Cuban follows this practice to remind himself to be quiet and hear what others have to say. Listening is essential in our 3-second world where distractions abound. By focusing and staying present, especially with clients or partners, you'll discover your best hook points. Careful listening reveals potential customers' pain points and shows where your skills meet their needs. The sleep doctor, Michael Bress, discovered his most valuable hook points by listening to patients' questions, which helped him frame messages that address common sleep problems. John Kilcullen, creator of the Four Dummies series, credits success to listening to qualified prospects and customers. He personally reads feedback cards inside every book. When readers of Quicken for Dummies requested money management guidance, Kilcullen realized they could expand beyond information technology into personal finance. By listening, he transformed a tech-focused book series into a brand covering thousands of topics with 2,500 titles and over 200 million books in print. Active listening means reading between lines to truly understand what people are saying. This helps you tailor hook points for different stakeholders, even within the same company. Before working with Taylor Swift, I had separate meetings with her record label, father, mother, and finally Swift herself. Each interaction revealed how they perceived the world, allowing me to highlight different aspects of my story for each person. I learned Swift had built her brand through one-to-one fan connections on MySpace, but struggled with her expensive, developer-dependent website. Using this insight, my team built her a new site in under 6 hours that she could update herself. During our meeting, I demonstrated how she could change elements without coding and let her modify the site on the spot. With each stakeholder, I emphasized different benefits: business aspects for the label and her father, trustworthiness for her mother. Most people make the mistake of delivering the same rigid presentation to everyone instead of listening and adapting their message. Don't make assumptions or enter meetings with rigid pitches. Take time to understand the people across the table by asking questions and observing their body language and responses. These variables dictate how to package information to better connect with potential clients and partners. I practice my stories repeatedly with trusted business partners to refine them, then adapt based on the specific person I'm meeting. Enter rooms with practiced hook points and stories that remain fluid. Be confident enough to rearrange, omit, or add information to meet your potential client's needs. Value lies at the heart of every successful business. When properly highlighted and packaged, value captures attention, secures meetings, and drives massive reach. Demonstrating value is essential to the hook point and storytelling process, helping you stand out from competitors. The most effective hook points often come from out-of-the-box concepts that differentiate your brand. Lady Gaga has leveraged original thinking to become a global superstar, particularly through her advocacy for the LGBTQ community. From thanking God and the gays in award speeches to protesting anti-LGBTQ policies with her infamous meat dress, Gaga positioned herself as Mother Monster to her Little Monsters, fans who often feel marginalized. She's built her brand by empowering outcasts and providing the value of feeling understood. Traditional elevator pitches fail because people hate being sold to but love to buy. When you focus solely on selling, your audience becomes uncomfortable and disengaged. Instead of high-pressure pitches, use hook points and storytelling to articulate your value proposition. While revenue generation remains the goal, focus on how your product solves specific problems rather than pushing for sales. At Web Summit, I interviewed Ogilvy CEO John Seifert by promising to exceed his previous best interview reach of 2 million views. By making this bold claim and explaining my distribution methodology, I stood out among dozens of interviewers. Delivering on the promise, achieving 2.1 million views, led to connections with other high-profile executives. Providing value creates win-win situations that naturally lead to business opportunities. Michael Bruce, the sleep doctor, attributes his media success to being a good date, remaining kind and polite to everyone regardless of immediate benefit. His father's advice to always be courteous because they'll always have a friend paid off when a producer he'd worked with on The Doctors moved to the Dr. Oz show and brought him along. Beyond being a good guest, Bruce offers free sleep consultations to media members without expecting anything in return. This authentic desire to help gives him massive credibility and leads to numerous media appearances. Most job seekers fail because they focus solely on their own needs rather than considering what managers and decision makers want. Approaching potential employers with, "How can I be of service to you?" rather than, "Please give me a job," elicits a much better response. The key is focusing on what you can do for them, not what they can do for you. Eric Brownstein of ShareAbility lives by the principle, if you want to feel satisfied and happy in your life, be of service. He wins business meetings by genuinely wanting to help others, even telling mid-level executives that his goal is to see them get promoted. Brownstein freely shares his best ideas, approaching potential clients with the mindset, "We're already working together." The most successful companies grow rapidly by capitalizing on pre-built audiences. YouTube sold to Google for $1.65 billion in under 2 years by creating video embed codes compatible with MySpace, effectively harnessing their massive user base. Similarly, I leveraged film bloggers' traffic while working at Lakeshore Entertainment by sponsoring events like The Wrath of Khan at Comic-Con, giving bloggers access to movie stars in exchange for promoting films. I rapidly grew my Instagram following by distributing content through partner accounts with millions of followers. My strategy involved rigorous testing of different hook points on a partner's 4 million follower account to identify which content most effectively drove viewers to follow my page. Once I found winning content variations, I would distribute them across 7 to 10 different partner accounts, sometimes gaining 75,000 plus followers in a single day and 200,000 plus in a month. Michael Brewis, the sleep doctor, uses speaking engagements not just for direct income, but as opportunities to generate new business through endorsement deals, future speeches, or new patients. He structures lectures around relatable case studies that audience members can identify with, then uses Q&A sessions to connect with potential clients who ask personal questions about their sleep issues. Superconnectors are well-connected individuals who can link you with hard-to-access people in your industry. For introverts or those new to an industry, one respected superconnector can provide dozens of valuable introductions to potential partners, clients, or customers. I credit an MTV executive as a key superconnector who opened doors to opportunities with Taylor Swift, Vice Magazine, Snoop Dogg, and Michael Strahan. Alex Livian, co-founder of LMS Inc., distributes Cristiano Ronaldo CR7 underwear brand in North America. By leveraging Ronaldo's massive Instagram following, 205 plus million followers, Livian fast-tracks marketing by tapping into pre-established trust. While celebrity partnerships accelerate scaling and lower customer acquisition costs, they come with risks. Celebrities can damage your brand through scandals. The partnership must make authentic sense. Livian contrasts Shaq awkwardly promoting Buick with George Clooney's natural fit with Casamigos tequila. Merging online and offline presence creates powerful growth opportunities. A large social following serves as validation that makes people take you seriously. I've leveraged my 1 million followers achievement to secure a literary agent, publishing deal, speaking engagements at prestigious events, podcast appearances, and media coverage, creating a snowball effect between online and offline worlds. This works in reverse, too, as with the sleep doctor Michael Brewis, who built tremendous offline success through TV appearances but needed help growing online. Having mastered hook points, storytelling, trust building, listening, providing value, and scaling your business, you're now positioned to attract prominent clients, close bigger deals, and navigate high-level situations. The key to building an impressive client roster lies in making decisions that keep you top of mind and help you stand out as world-class in mere seconds. You don't need to invent something new to attract top-tier clientele, just package existing products or services innovatively. Christopher Schonberger's web series Hot Ones features celebrities eating increasingly spicy chicken wings while being interviewed by Sean Evans. The hook point is celebrities having extreme reactions to super hot wings. Some cry, others vomit, and comedian Bobby Lee even soiled himself. With the tagline Hot Questions and Even Hotter Wings, guests promote their projects after eating all 10 wings or join the Hall of Shame if they fail. This unique format has attracted Scarlett Johansson, Shaq, Natalie Portman, and even spawned a live version with Selena Gomez on The Tonight Show. Top-tier clients are accessible if you have value to offer and approach them correctly. Rather than reaching out directly to someone like Taylor Swift, I approached her through superconnectors, providing value to her manager, father, and mother first. High-profile individuals rarely take meetings without trusted referrals, so building relationships with their inner circle is essential. When preparing to meet high-level clients, Eric Brownstein asks himself, "What keeps the CEO up at night?" He discovers leaders' priorities and concerns, recognizing that CEOs worry about big-picture issues like digital transformation rather than metrics like viral video views. His hook point when meeting the chairman of a $50 billion conglomerate focused on the company's climate change interests and potential collaboration with the DiCaprio Foundation, a much different approach than he'd used with brand managers. Oprah begins meetings with three questions. What is our intention for this meeting? What's important? And what matters? According to Brendan Burchard, these questions align everyone in the room. This approach reveals how A-listers think, focused, and time-conscious, providing a valuable preparation framework for important meetings. Delivering on promises maintains trust and credibility. When you can't deliver, clearly explain why. Understand each client's preferred communication style. Some want daily phone updates, others detailed email reports. Use the process communication model to match client styles. Finding personal connections helps with difficult clients, as when trainer Peter Park discovered Kevin Costner's love of baseball and used it to build rapport. Once you've perfected your hook points to stand out in the 3-second world, you need a solid brand foundation to support the growth that comes from this attention. You must continually revise, test, and innovate your hooks, as what works today may not work next week due to hook fatigue. This ongoing process leads to long-term success rather than short-lived attention. Brand strategist Nate Morley helps brands reach the next level by answering fundamental questions. What is our purpose? Why do we exist? What do we want to say and to whom? How are we different? What do we value? Morley explains that lasting success comes from knowing who you are as a brand, not just what you do. While new companies might initially need to communicate what they do, like chatbooks, $6 photo books from Instagram, they must eventually evolve to expressing who they are, hold on to what matters, to avoid vulnerability to competitors. Your customers remain loyal to who you are, not what you do. Doug Scott, former president of Ogilvy Entertainment, believes brands often focus too much on short-term campaign communications rather than building long-term consumer relationships. In today's world of micro-touchpoints, brands need consistent narratives across platforms to convert attention into sales. Scott suggests modeling your brand like Marvel Studios, which has built a metaverse across various mediums. Your products should ladder up to your master brand positioning, just like movies within a franchise, with every touchpoint connected in your overall narrative. Ernest Lupinacci explains the concept of finding your Moneyball solution, the core principle that guides all your business decisions. For Apple, it's Think Different, which explains everything from their branded retail stores to their emphasis on design. For FedEx, it's ensuring packages absolutely positively arrive overnight. Your hook point is the first step in your Moneyball solution because it gets you to first base with customers, earning their attention so you can share the stories and beliefs driving your business. When developing hook points and stories, remember that empathy is the greatest driver of innovation. You're trying to solve people's problems, often ones unrelated to your products. Nike's Just Do It encourages people to be athletic regardless of whether they buy Nike products. By asking, "How can I be of service?" rather than, "Do you want to try our new product?" you'll connect better with consumers. When you find a successful hook point, your work has just begun. Hooks need constant revision, testing, and innovation due to hook fatigue. This happens when competitors copy your concept, like how other brands copied Tom's Shoes one-for-one model, or when hooks simply lose appeal over time through familiarity, which is why Disney invested $1 billion in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Even successful hooks eventually decline, requiring continual innovation to stay relevant. The frequency for generating new hook points varies by brand. Some need new hooks daily, like Katie Couric's interview content, while larger brands like Nike can wait longer. Watch your competition closely as their actions affect your hook frequency. Always have your next hook point in mind, but be careful not to confuse consumers. Lesser-known brands may need to focus on just one or two hooks for 6 to 12 months before evolving. Building the hook point framework into your business strategy gives you an advantage over competitors. Even Craig Clements, whose copywriting has sold over $1 billion in products, still tests and writes copy to stay fresh. The framework should be used repeatedly. Your first hook likely won't be your best, and even successful hooks eventually decline. What works today may not work tomorrow, so adopt a test, learn, and evolve mindset. Innovation keeps you strong and helps you stay at the front of the 3-second marketplace.